Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Racist Grinch Part 2. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, this is going to be the second part to the Yid Who Stole Christmas. Yes, if you see that little Dr. Seuss dealie with the racist twist, then this is the part 2 of that. Hopefully you're enjoying it so far. Well, let's watch the rest. Yay! Let's continue. Yeah, looky here. Because of the fucking Yid, now you got this nigger stealing your TV. What else is this fucking piece of shit gonna do? Huh? Huh? Well, I don't know. Let's find out, right? Let's continue.
Good morning, citizens of Whoville. Yid Grinchovitz sitting in for Chad Powers today, who is on vacation in the afterlife after this morning's exploding diversity box truck of love incident.
Yes, friend, you have these fucking piece of shit terrorist cocksuckers. They come here and subvert your country and destroy your house. What are you gonna do, friends? What are you gonna do? Well, let's continue, right?
It's been a tremendously tolerant and diverse week in the lead up to Whoville's Christmas celebration. All thanks to your wonderful mayor opening up the town to cultural enrichment.
Yes, friends, that's how they're doing it right now. They get all these stupid, retarded politicians and they bribe them or they fuck them in the ass and pay them with semen. They come and do this type of shit. But what can you do as an individual? Nothing. Until everybody gets collectively tired of this shit and they say, fuck off. And that's when you can start doing things. But yes, friends, our country, our nation, our world is being taken over by these fucking weirdos. But what can you do, friends? I got an idea, but let's continue.
Surrounding villages to partake in the seasonal jolliness. Just look at this lovely Whois being enriched by one of our visitors.
Gee, isn't shit like this happening in New York and in other parts of the country? Yeah, you got all these niggers raping all these white women and stabbing them and all kinds of shit. Oh yes, friends, we got this bullshit. I mean, like the little moan that this dumb bitch gave. She went, oh, and she has some nice titties for a fucking 2D bitch, right? Well, let's continue.
Suck my wiggly dick!
She loves it! And anyone who says otherwise is a racist, bigot, who supremacist.
Well, women are stupid as bitches and they let fucking all these dumbass people fucking come in because of voting. So yeah, don't let women fucking vote and you kick these Jews out of your country because they're the ones doing this shit. But just an opinion. Let's continue.
By the way, this segment is brought to you by Mr. Yid's Pill Mill. Mr. Yid's Pill Mill. Killing the pain so you don't use that annoying brain.
Yes, friends, keep the masses sedated so like that you don't wake up to the bullshit that's happening. Yeah, give them their dope, give them their fucking drink, give them their fucking sex, and give them all their vices. Yeah, so you keep people suppressed and asleep and docile so they don't change shit. But guess what? People notice this shit and they've seen how these fucking reverse goy are the ones doing this bullshit. Yeah, I wonder when people are gonna start doing something about it. I don't know. I guess only time will tell, right? Well, let's continue.
Who's get that first bottle of Oxy half off? Just look at all these satisfied customers!
Yes, friends, it's very fucking stupid. Drugs are fun and all, but guess what? You use drugs, sooner or later that shit's gonna break you. It's gonna make you weak. Yes, friends, stop putting bullshit in your body. It makes you weak and destabilized. That's what these people want. You broken so they can control you.
Beautiful! They're certainly not feeling any pain. They're not feeling anything at all. In education news, newly imported guest teachers from our beloved greatest ally, Juville, are enlightening your grade school children in special mandatory courses regarding...
Oh yes, friends, you had the fucking Jews educate your children so they could suck dick of fucking adults, or better yet, they have them chop off their dicks for the tranny shit. Yes, fun times indeed, friend. Let's continue.
...the Hulo cost and other genocides.
Okay, class, let's go over what we learned today.
Never forget the 6 trillion. Who supremacism is bad. Who privilege is real. Multiculturalism is great.
Good. Yes, friends. Well, you think the Rockefellers and all these cocksuckers, they're trying to educate your children. Yes. And a lot of these fucking teachers are women. Oh, fun times. Fun times indeed. None of this shit is a fucking coincidence, friends. So, yeah, friend, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Let's continue.
Job class. You can go.
Oh, this sorrow and the pity finds a new generation to cling to. This calls for a celebration. Woohoo! And, right on time for this festive season at the Whoville Public Library, our oh-so-festive Goovillion friends are giving you impressionable young citizens a lesson in flamboyant holiday diversity!
So there you go, friends. The Mr. of the Gooners are the faggots and the trannies. Yay, friends. There's something that the Jews did something right, didn't they? Wrong. That shit fucking sucks. You want this kind of shit in your fucking area? I don't. Fuck these fucking creeps. Yes, friends, this is something we don't need. Yes, friends, this is bullshit, but what can we do as a society? Not a goddamn thing, apparently, but let's continue. That kind of reminds me of that one time I was fucking this single mom and her baby fucking walked in as fucking. Oopsie poopsie. Well, you shouldn't get in the way, kid. Sorry. Anyways, let's continue.
Look at him go! Nothing says Christmas like a leather-clad schwarzer flinging a paws batch all over an innocent child's face after bung-hauling his faithful power boredom. Such merriment! Well, that's your news for this wonderful Christmas, folks. The mayor warmly invites all Whovillians to the town hall this evening, where I will be playing Santa Claus and handing out free samples of Id brand fentanyl lozenges for the kiddies.
Yes, friends, awesome times. Give drugs to small children so you could string them out, so then later you could fucking pimp them out, or who knows, maybe they could get molested by their pastors. Yeah, fun times indeed. Yeah, you go in there and start learning about God, and then this weirdo just learns you how to fucking play with his dong. Yeah, that'll be your new God, is a big fucking penis. But no thank you, friend, don't let these pieces of shit do that to you. Well, anyways, let's continue with this fucking bullshit, right?
HIV medication for all! Remember, folks, be tolerant, embrace diversity, and have compassion for those different from you. Or else!
God damn it, what a vile, repulsive creature these people are, right? Just an opinion, of course. But anyways, if your eyes don't work, well, I guess you're stupid. Anyways, let's continue.
A very merry Yidmas, Christmas, to all of you. This fine holiday evening, I'd like to sincerely thank all of you good citizens for your tremendous show of acceptance and generosity. While our town has hosted our beautiful rainbow coalition of guests,
Yeah, they portrayed this motherfucker like a real politician. Yeah, all the shit that they allow. They let all these weird bullshit coming in here because the reverse goy wants this shit to happen. Yeah, do you want these type of people in your fucking country? I don't, but we need to drive them out. But people are too scared and weak to do anything about it. But don't worry, when the starting happens, we'll see.
Beloved village has experienced such a terrific amount of cultural enrichment that I, your wonderful mayor, have decided to keep the borders of Whoville open indefinitely.
Yep, what a weak piece of shit fucking homo politician, just like the ones that we got right now running the country. I'm sure they're running your country the same fucking way, so fuck these people in my opinion. Just gotta wait until the Civil War starts and then we can start taking care of these fucking clowns, but not before. Okay, friends, remember, not before. So let's continue.
And grant full citizenship to all current and future immigrants who wish to enter our village. And also food stamps, government-subsidized housing, and cash benefits all from your paycheck.
Yeah, what a coincidence. They're doing that shit in real life. Yeah, they're hoveling us, so they give all the cash and prizes to all these worthless pieces of shit immigrants and all the other whatnots. Yes, friends, don't you hate this bullshit? I do. Hopefully sooner we get to do shit, but we gotta wait. Just wait, friends.
That's right, Mr. Bayer. As long as they do it legally.
And I'm sure, based on the virtual absence of any sort of resistance thus far on all of your parts, that none of you will mind extending further gratitude. Any questions?
Yeah, they think that if you don't do shit, that you agree to this. So, yeah, that's why they're doing this shit, and they believe that your vote doesn't matter, because it doesn't. All the people that you voted for, are they doing the shit that you want them to do? No, look at Trump. Is he kicking all these fuckers out of your country? Is he cleaning up the swamp? Is he draining out the swamp or whatever? No, he's not. So, yeah, fuck these politicians, in my opinion.
I am so mad!
Security, please escort this belligerent, coked-up maniac from the meeting. Whoville will not stand for that kind of intolerance, especially on this sacred holiday. Yidmus. Next question, please.
Yes, friends, it doesn't matter if you're actually proving valid points or not. Like, these guys are in power, they're gonna say all kinds of shit to discredit you and call you a stupid weirdo and a freak. Yes, friends, you're not gonna win with these people. You're not gonna reason or vote your way out of it. The only way you're gonna fight this is by taking arms. But yes, friends, you gotta wait until everything falls apart before you can do that. Well, friends, this is getting a little bit too long, and I want to do stuff tomorrow. I got a lot of things to do, so I'm going to have to cut this out a little bit short, and I'm going to make a part 3 to this, and we finish off the other part, and stuff fun stuff happens. Well, anyways, goodbye, friends.
Gen Z is waking up, and they're also now figuring out that their history classes were blue-washed by Zio propaganda in schools. And now they're learning real history.
We spent years in school learning about the Jewish Holocaust. So imagine my surprise once I got out of school and I learned that there was an even bigger Christian Holocaust going on in Russia. The Bolsheviks of Russia, with an 84% Jewish leadership, killed thousands of priests, burned down 40,000 churches, and over 60 million Christians. We supposedly live in a Christian nation, but we aren't even taught Christian history in school. We're heavily propagandized that the mustache man was the greatest mass murderer, and they spend years drilling it into our heads about the Jewish Holocaust. And we don't learn about the Bolshevik Revolution because they were mostly Jewish.
Wow, follow her and the Great Awakening continues.